This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.
Time to take a deep breath and clear your mind. It's time for a spiritual chat with Love Keras. Listen in now for insight, meaning, and more. Love Keras, on now, only on RTFM.
Good morning. You're listening to Keras on Love Keras, Access Radio Taranaki 104.4 FM. And I'm here talking today with the amazing Aileen Kofai. Hello, Aileen. How are you doing?
I'm really good, thank you. Thank you for having me here.
No, thank you for joining me. It's always good. And who needs an excuse for a catch-up and a coffee,
exactly.
Eh?
Exactly. Yep, absolutely.
Got a lovely hot chocolate this morning, just for a change. Yum.
Yes, hot chocolates are one of my favourites, I must say.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. Although I am addicted to the mochaccinos.
Yeah, don't do coffee. Don't,
no, not at all.
Don't like coffee at all.
Oh, yeah, that's one silent addiction, or not so silent addiction of mine. Yeah. Oh, so if you don't know me, my name is Keras. I'm kind of well known in the area. I'm a body worker. I'm a therapist, both a massage therapist and soul therapist. I'm also an artist and author of Peace of Mind, an intuitive healing process. It's a deck of cards that helps you align with your soul. And if your soul wanted to answer a question of yours, these cards are perfect and they're straight to the point. They don't beat around the bush. Anywho, so that's me. And Aileen, tell us about yourself.
So I own a little holistic shop in Howrah called Twisted Willow Soul Healings. We've been here just over 2 years now. We do soul coaching card readings. We do sound healing, energy healing, and I've just been on a really intensive workshop doing biodynamic craniosacral therapy.
Oh, that sounds interesting.
That's a mouthful.
As well as a mouthful.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, it was really interesting, actually.
Oh, cool.
Really, really interesting. But it kind of works with the energy healing and the sound healing, but it's slightly different because it's hands-on.
Yeah, yeah.
Whereas the other stuff I do isn't hands-on at all.
Yeah.
So it works with your body.
Yes.
But it helps your body to heal itself, which is what the sound healing does as well.
Yeah.
So I've worked with one lady with it, and I've got another one who wants to come in and have a go with it as well. So
yeah,
it would be really, really nice to do. He does a 2-year course.
Yes, yes.
And it would be really good to do that at some point, but at the moment we got to sit on finances because it's just not there at the moment. But it will be.
But everything comes when it's meant to.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, divine timing.
Yep.
So. The way that I work and live my life is I don't worry about where things are coming from. I just imagine they've already happened.
Yeah.
You know, just imagine yourself like you've already signed the forms to sign up for the new course
kind of thing,
you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Just believe, play my game because it's fun.
I know, yeah, I do that. It's funny, I sometimes get told off by my own clients.
Yeah.
I don't practice what I preach with clients.
But it's hard when it's yourself, isn't it?
Yeah, so it's all right telling other people what they should be doing, but doing it yourself is...
Yeah.
Can be a little bit different.
I mean, I'm could say blessed to have so many situations where I have had to basically throw my hands up to the universe and say, all right, you put me in this position, you get me out of it. And just believe that everything is going to come to pass. Yeah. Because you know what? It always does.
Oh, it does, yeah.
Always.
That's kind of what I've been doing here because the last probably couple of months have been quite slow and...
Yeah,
you know, but it's the same for everyone. But it's like, hey, come on, excuse me.
Yeah.
You shoved me here. This is where I'm supposed to be. So sort it out.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I've experienced some healing from you and a reading as well. And I thought it was absolutely spot on and amazing.
Thank you. Yes, you did actually at the last market.
Yeah. Aileen and I worked together at the Stratford Spiritual and Craft Market, which is held every month. By the A&P showground.
Skinner Hall.
Yeah. It's a lovely little hall, and it's full of creative souls. And
yeah, it's really, really nice little atmosphere there, I think.
It really is. And and what I like about it as well is the fact that as soul traders, we don't tend to have workmates.
No, you don't. It is quite a lonely.
It is. It's a
lonely business to be in, especially when we do what we do I think.
And you know, there's most other people is like the thought of being a sole trader. It's like, oh, I'd rather go to a job, but when you're a sole trader, it's a heart led.
Yeah.
It's nothing to do with financial gain.
No, it's definitely not.
We're just the type of people that just want to help people get better.
And that's the thing, it's helping people, because there's so many people out there now that need help.
Oh, absolutely.
Whether they know they need it or not, they need it. You sit here some days and you watch people walk past or walk across the road, and you're like, oh, you need to come in here because I can actually help you.
Yeah, I know that feeling too well.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, that's a little quick introduction to who we are, and we're going to be diving a little bit deeper in the few minutes. So, shall we put a song on first, shall we?
That sounds a good idea.
And this song was chosen by Aileen, and oh my God, this is an oldie but a goodie, eh?
It absolutely is, yep.
Culture Club.
Yep, Boy George was my teenage hero.
Yeah?
Yep. Everyone else, it was quite funny because everyone else at school were Duranians, Duran Duran fans, and there was me, little Culture Club girl.
Yeah.
I was the only one. I think because I was very shy, still pretty shy, really, George just kind of helped me go, okay, you know what, you can actually just be you. You don't have to worry about being somebody else because they expect you to be somebody else.
Yes.
So, George is my hero.
So this is Culture Club, Changing Every Day. Culture Club. Boy George, that takes me back. I remember my neighbour, we grew up in terraced houses, so there was just a basically a brick wall between the houses. And my neighbour, she was really into Culture Club at that time, and I just hear Boy George singing through the walls all the time.
Yeah.
Memories, aye. Good memories. Oh, yes,
yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. So what brought you into this into the spiritual field then? Where did your intuition or intention start?
Many years ago, I had, and when I was in England, for 16 years. I met quite a few different people. I had my own little shop over there that was a piercing tattooing shop, and one of my friends, who's still one of my friends now, actually. We were talking, and at that point, I didn't really know. I knew religion wasn't for me. That was just, no idea. Didn't resonate in any way, shape, or form. And when we got talking, I got talking to Denise, or Niecy as I call her, and she was like, so what do you believe? And I was like, well, I really love the Native American stuff. I love the Wiccan stuff. And I love the pagan stuff. That all resonates completely with me, what I believe, myself believe. And she said, well, you don't have to pick one. She said, just bang it together. So that's what I have done, basically. My whole belief system is around the three of those.
Yep.
And I kind of lost it a little bit after we came here. It took a little while, I think. The kids took over. Yes. You have kids, and
you do.
Yeah, and life gets, but you get busy, and you get jobs and whatnot, and everything just takes over. And then, but now, 5 years ago, I was a school teacher, early childhood teacher for 9 years.
Yeah,
and I ended up getting stood down.
Oh,
and. That was a nice big black hole that I went down into. Didn't want to go out, didn't want to do anything, just wanted to hide in my own little corner.
As you do.
As you do, yep. I had a really, really beautiful friend who helped me through that. I ended up coming up with, it kept coming up online actually, was a lady called Denise Lynn, lovely, beautiful Native American lady who does lots of oracle cards.
Yeah.
And she had a 3-hour course to start with, and that led into, I think it was eight to 10 week course, which I ended up doing, and that kind of helped me pull through.
Yeah.
And started doing soul coaching, oracle readings from that, because you ended up you had to do 89 readings.
Yes.
With that, so that was. Okay, where am I going to get 89 people from? 89 meetings. And there used to be another little crystal shop in town, and I went into her and asked, you know, hey, are you looking for a reader? I'm not qualified yet, but I can do this, this, and this. I gave her a reading, and she was like, yep, perfect, let's get you going. So I went in there and set up shop and hired a little space in there.
Yeah.
And in the process of doing that, it was like everything started coming back when I first started again, and it was like, you know, Denise is going, right, you need to call your angels and guides in and blah, blah, blah. Well, mine was standing there with her arms folded, girl one in particular was like, well, it's about bloody time, isn't it? I was like, yeah, I know, I'm sorry.
Indeed.
So, yeah, we just kept going, doing that, and then my friend... found out she had lung cancer, and that was real sharp, short, sharp illness. I helped her with that, with healing, energy healing, and helping her get in the right space to be able to pass okay.
Yeah.
That was incredibly hard. But out of that came me knowing that I could do energy healing. And everything's kind of just blossomed from there, really.
And that's what I love about this type of work as well, is you have to heal yourself before you're ready to heal others. You have to do the work on yourself.
You do.
And, you know, in whatever shape or form that takes.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, definitely, although it was really, really hard, that helped shape me for what I do now.
Exactly.
For definitely.
Yeah. Everybody's got their own path to walk, and whatever, you know, deity, for want of a better word, whatever deity you choose to talk to, you have to do that own inner work before you can offer it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So then the sound healing kind of came along. I started getting interested in it, and I think there was the Shift Network had a weekend course, and I went and did that, and I was like, okay, this is really cool. I really enjoyed this. And then I tried 3 times for different reasons. It didn't happen with the people at New Plymouth. And it was like, do you know what? I'm going to go for the Shift Network one. That was like a two-year course.
Yeah.
All online, so that was me getting up at 4:30.
Yes.
Twice a week for 2 years. But it was awesome. It was really, really good.
Yeah.
And I think I probably learnt more with that, although some of it's kind of disappeared now, but we've got all the recordings are there, so I can just go back and I took notes and everything. So everything's all there still.
But that's another thing as well, is even though you do a course, it's kind of like learning to drive a car.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you learn to drive a car, as in your first few lessons are all about learning the gears and what gear does what and the braking system. But once you've passed your test, there's nobody else in the car with you. That's when you start to learn.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's definitely been a learning curve, knowing, being able to get in tune with people's bodies and knowing, you know, working out what different sounds mean and even how I feel as well.
Yeah.
Like sometimes when I first started doing it, I was like, okay, you're doing the drumming and it's like, I'm getting really, really hot here.
Yeah.
And it didn't take me long to work out, okay, if I'm getting hot, that means I need to stay in that area longer.
Yes.
And work longer in that area as opposed to going, oh, yeah, that we're done there and moving on.
Yeah.
So it's just learning to listen, really.
Totally.
And actually hear as opposed to just...
Because our body has got its own way of helping us transmute and telling us what we need to know.
Yeah.
Because our body hasn't got a language of words as we do.
Yeah.
It's all about emotions. It's all about temperatures. It's all about and the teaching or the lessons and the evolution that we've picked up from the start of our journey to the end of our journey.
Yeah.
It's all of a sudden packed in together like a big pile of Play-Doh.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's just being able to pull that apart and take out what you need.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, yep. I love that. Thank you very much for...
That's all right.
I understand completely where your background lies and where you've come from, because it's been a big journey for all of us doing this type of work, especially over the last 5 years. You know, we've all kind of got to a place in our lives where we've had to stand up and make sure that our voices are heard. So, thank you for sharing that story with us.
That's quite all right.
And I'd love to play another song now. And Aileen, this is a song called Underworld.
Underworld. The group is Underworld, and the song was called Underneath the Radar. They were around in the late 80s, these guys.
Yeah.
And it kind of resonates with me because it's about being unseen and unheard, and I've kind of felt like that pretty much most of my life, I guess.
Yep.
But even when I opened the shop, it was still that self-confidence of, can I do this? Am I able to do this? I know I can, but what are other people going to think of me? And I mean, even like the first year, We flew under the radar.
Yeah.
I didn't advertise at all.
Yeah.
Which probably was a really bad move financially and business sense. But because again, it was that self-confidence. It was that, you know, hey, I'm here, see me, look at me, look at me. I'm not like, I don't know. I mean, you know, you look at me, you think, yeah, I am, but I'm not. I'm rather a hide in the corner.
And again, I can totally resonate with that. There was a reason why I dyed my hair bright red. Because even though I was afraid to be in the spotlight, I knew that I was meant to be in the spotlight. Yep. So, hey, give them something to look at.
Exactly. That's. I mean, I've always had strange colour hair or, you know, different styles of hair, so...
Excellent. So this is Underneath the Radar by Underworld.
Bye.
And you're listening to Love Keris on Access Radio Taranaki 104.4 FM. And you know, I think I recognise that song from my teenage years at the nightclub, up the Naval. And yes, bopping away to all the local bands. And you tell me that's a Welsh band.
They're a Welsh band, yeah. I don't know whether they still do anything much.
Yeah.
But they were definitely around in probably about late 80s.
Yeah, yeah, that sounds like the type, that's where I must recognise it from.
Yeah.
And I love that. Thank you. Thank you for that soul reminder as well.
It's okay.
Hey. Right, so now we come to the part of the show where we're going to pull some cards and do a reading for the collective.
Sounds good. Yep.
I'll be using my own deck, Peace of Mind, an intuitive healing process. And I'm going to start shuffling some cards. Let's see what pops out, eh? So we do these readings because we find that the people who listen to our show, that's you, I'm talking to you out there, the people who listen to our show tend to be of like minds. And when people of like minds connect, we have one energy that just... Yeah, everybody's going through a similar thing. Maybe not exactly the same situation, but a similar type of thing. So a few of cards have popped out due to my shuffle. And the first card that's come up is called Release Your Blocks. So when I pull a card, and the original card is the Significator, so that's what the general energy is at the moment. And as I continue shuffling, I had another two pop out at the same time. And these are just going a little bit deeper into the story. So release your blocks. The colour in the card that's really jumping out to me today is the orange colour, which represents the sacral chakra. And if you don't know anything about chakras, the sacral represents relationships with yourself or with others. And also, it's the creativity. Creativity within your own life. And because it's asking you to release your blocks, it's asking you to find creative ways to step out of the box that you've pretty much sealed yourself in, okay? The other two cards that popped out today are Back to Basics and Not Everyone's Cuppa. And this is just boom.
I love
how everything just connects. You know, the original conversations about how people are afraid to be themselves, afraid to stand out, and some of us put on masks or costumes or dye our hair crazy colours just because we know we're not going to fit in, doesn't matter what we do.
Yeah.
There is always somebody out there who's going to point the finger and say, who does she think she is?
They usually need to look at themselves.
Absolutely, absolutely. Mm. And to push other people down for having a different opinion to themselves. That's never okay in my book.
No.
But it is because people can only see from their own perspective. So if somebody grew up in a forest, for instance, and had never seen the beach, they are not going to know what sand is.
No, they are
not going to know what a big body of water is like. They are not going to know what waves do, you know? So people can only see from their own perspective. It doesn't mean that you should shut yourself down and allow yourself to be made smaller because other people cannot see or feel where your voice is going or, that type of thing.
Yeah, yeah. Totally agree with that.
I love that. That's really cool.
That is really good. Yep.
Yeah. Not everybody's cup of tea, but not everybody likes cup of tea either. Some people like coffee, some people like hot chocolate. Some people prefer the herbal blend.
Or somebody just drink water.
Yes, exactly. So yeah, that's my reading, and which ties into golf, everything.
Everything, yeah.
Yeah, be yourself, because there's nobody like
you. Yep, nobody's gonna be you. You're the only person that can be you.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And are you going to pull a card for us today?
I absolutely will. So I'm using The Shaman's Dream by Colette Baron-Reed.
Ooh.
So we'll do a... Oh, there you go. There you go.
Bouncing out.
There's one out. It decided to pop out.
I'm looking at these cards and I'm like, oh my God, yes.
It might be the only one.
It might be the only one that's needed.
Yep, that's the only one that's coming out. There you go.
Tell us about this card.
So this one is Caterpillar and Opportunity. I've got an opportunity today. So that's kind of perfect for me with coming here and having a interview. And also, like, Caterpillars. It's a really nice card, actually, because opportunity is growth, change, making the most of what's given to you. And when you think about caterpillars, they start as eggs, they turn into the caterpillar, they turn into a chrysalis, and then they turn into the butterfly. So you've got that whole section of change from the beginning right through up into the beauty of the end product.
Yes. And again, links in with everything we've just been speaking.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes life puts you into a chrysalis.
Yep.
Where you go into hermit mode and you've got to become a big gooey mess.
Yep, to come back out of it.
Evolution. Yeah. Evolution is totally the only thing that's inevitable in this life.
And you have to keep learning. You have got to, if you stay in that gooey mess, then you're just not going to get anywhere, are you?
Absolutely.
You're going to stay there. You're going to stagnate. You're going to become ill.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
You've got to be strong enough to get yourself out of that.
And do you know what? Through my personal life experience, the only way that sometimes you can see how far you've come is when you've looked back.
Yep. Oh, hell yeah. Yep.
When you look back and see, hey, hang on, I'm not that person anymore.
Yeah.
Yep. And I've just come back from, well, a couple of years ago now, but I went back to my hometown to live for a little while. And the one thing that was blaringly obvious was through my evolution, how far forward I have come in my emotional health, in my physical health, in my thinking. And it's just blown me away how others haven't evolved.
Yeah. It is interesting when you're in a space where you can see that you've grown, you can see that you're continuing to evolve, but other people have just stayed.
Yeah.
And they've stayed stuck where they are, and it's like, you just want to shake them.
Oh, absolutely.
Can you move? Can you do something? Can you actually, you know, evolve?
Yeah.
Some people don't want to, so it's, you can't do anything when they don't want to.
And the biggest thing I noticed as well, there's one particular situation that has come to mind right now, is a certain person who this person was on a pedestal for me my entire life, okay?
Yeah.
He was so far up on this pedestal that I had to shade my eyes to look up, yeah?
Yep.
And then when I went back home, I realised that that pedestal had become a prison.
Yep.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That person was afraid to be who they wanted to be because they were so... Those bars, they were so tight, they couldn't slip through the cracks and become the person that they truly wanted to be. And all that happened there was anger and resentment built up. So anybody who dared look through the cracks, their head was bitten off, you know?
Yeah, that comes into that egotistical realm as well, doesn't
it? Absolutely does. Absolutely does.
And that's one thing in the spiritual world that you cannot have as ego. That needs to be left at the door. Don't even go there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. So, yeah, it's about allowing yourself to speak your truth, allowing yourself to be who you want to be, not the person that society holds expectations of you to be.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's a lot of people's, not problem or issue, but the expectation is, like you say, with society is what you're expected and what the norm is.
Exactly.
But what is normal?
I mean, like, me and you, we haven't known each other for that long, really. But we could meet each other, we could disappear, you know, and do our own thing for a little while.
Yeah.
And we could reconnect in a couple of years, and we'd be completely different people.
Yep.
Because of that evolution process.
Yeah.
You know, you discover one path, I discover another path.
Yep.
And we come together, and we can either choose to celebrate the fact that we've learned different things along the way. Or we can butt heads and say, oh, you're not the person that I knew once before. How dare you? How very dare you?
Yeah, don't do that.
No, absolutely
don't,
not.
Don't change. Goodness me.
That's awesome. I love that. Thank you. Thank you for connecting with my energy and letting those energies flow. That's awesome.
Good.
And if you're listening and you are ready for an evolutionary process, or you were looking to see where that process could be, if you're not quite sure, because not everybody knows straight away. You might have inklings, you might have feelings, thoughts that there is something different that you haven't quite put your finger on yet.
Yeah.
There's many, many ways. How's the best way to connect with you?
Probably through the Facebook page, Twisted Below Soul Healing's Facebook page. And you just send a message on Messenger or pop into the shop, which is on 1 Union Street in Howrah.
Yeah, it's a beautiful shop. Got so many magical things and bits and wands and sages and crystals. And it's a really awesome place to be. Beautiful energy as well.
Thank you.
And if you would like to connect with me, you can go onto my website, lovekeris.com. And you'll find links to my Facebook page, which is also entitled Love Keres. Please send me a like and a follow. And I will also keep you up to date with, for example, I'll put a post up about today's show with Aileen. And I will also link her page so that you guys can jump on and give her a like and follow as well. As we know, social media is about being social. Not just lurking in the shadows. Come along and give us a thumbs up, or, you know, just show your appreciation to what we are trying to do, as in helping you heal yourselves in the best possible way.
Yeah.
Awesome. Right. Here we go then. Let's have another song and we'll come back in a minute.
Sound of silence.
Sound of Silence by Disturbed. That has got to be one of my all-time favourite songs. I mean, I loved it when Simon and Garfunkel sung it. But maybe they did sing it, but yeah, the Disturbed version, just, oh my God, it just sends shivers down my soul every time I hear it.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to say. It just gives you that feeling.
It does.
Yeah, and I think it's his voice that does it, because he's got such a powerful voice.
And that's, the speaking about voice, the speaking of what we're doing right here now, is the sound of silence. It's crippling. It's exactly what this whole thing is just coming over again. This whole topic is just being repeated again and again. The sound of silence is such a crippling thing.
Yep. Yeah.
When you're afraid to speak, when you're afraid to use your words. Oh.
Yeah, yeah. And that's one thing I think as well, when you do card readings as well, it's about, as a practitioner, just being in the moment.
Yeah.
And being silent and actually, like he says, you know, listening without hearing.
Yes.
Actually listening to what your client is saying. How I do card readings is slightly different to other people, because my clients actually read the cards before I come in with what I see and what their angels and guides are actually telling me. So it's actually being able to listen to the underlying of what they're saying, because most people don't open up straight away. You ask them what do they see in the card window, what does that mean for them, what does it make them feel? And they'll go, oh yeah, that's good. And then you've got to come in and work out, before they come in, the angels and guides come in and tell you what they want them to know. It's about them, the clients, being able to say what they feel in the card before you come in and clarify it for them. But they're always hit the mark.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And I do a lot of, body work, and through my body work comes the energy as well. When I'm touching a person's physical being, I can't help but absorb some of the energy, some of the thoughts, the feelings. I can get quite emotional when I'm doing a massage for somebody.
Yeah.
Because even, when they don't speak it with their minds, it shows in the physical body. You know, somebody might have a problem turning their neck or carrying a lot of weight on their shoulders. And even though physically they're feeling the stress of that, emotionally, that is why.
Yep.
Because when you get into stress, just imagine a turtle.
Oh, yeah.
What does a turtle do? It hides itself away in its shell, and his ears come up to his
you know?
Yeah, and that's the thing, eh? It's people don't realise that whatever stress they're carrying or whatever emotional baggage that they're hanging on to is going to manifest into some form of illness or some form of problem.
Absolutely, the body and soul is so connected. This meat wagon that we're all driving around, it's an amazing machine. Yep. But that's all it is, it's a machine.
Yep, and you've got to look after that machine. You've got to nourish it and feed it and look after it.
Absolutely. You know, your car runs out of gas.
Yep.
You don't expect it to go anywhere when it's flashing on empty, you know?
Yeah.
So eating the right foods, thinking the right thoughts.
Yeah, that's crucial, isn't it? The thought process.
Yeah.
That's definitely one of the ones that a lot of people find really difficult to change how they think.
Especially because most of the thoughts that they think have been pre-programmed.
Yeah, childhood. Childhood trauma is something else that's a big issue with a lot of people.
Yeah, yeah. And, childhood, teenage, young adult, middle age, you know, it's all a process because one follows the other. Unless you can leave that thought process behind, you're just stuck. Evolution doesn't happen, eh?
Yeah, and I think it all comes back from past lives as well.
Yeah.
Everything is connected with past lives. You keep coming back until you've learnt that lesson, and whatever you're learning on this particular life is stuff that you didn't sort out last time around.
And the past life can be any day before yesterday.
Exactly. Yep. Absolutely can, yep.
Yeah, if you walk down the street and you didn't see the hole in the ground and you fall into it, and you next day you walk down the street, you've got to be aware that there's a hole in the ground because you fell into it yesterday. I don't want to fall into it again.
It's so easy
to look to the sky and, oops, there we go.
Yep. Yeah, and I think you've got to remember as well is that everything happens for a reason. Everything happens when it's supposed to.
Always, always.
And, you know, if something happens to you three times, take notice of it. Please take notice of it.
indeed.
Yeah.
Well, I've just ended my third marriage, so...
So that's it, no more.
Yeah, I'm not doing it again.
Yeah, no more. So that's your learning curve
that is,
for this time around.
Maybe it's the wedding ring that's the problem. I tell you what, we're just going to round up for the end now, and thank you so much for coming to chat with me. I've thoroughly enjoyed our morning together.
Yeah, I have too. It's been really nice.
We'll have to do it again sometime.
We absolutely will. Yeah, might be my turn to interview you next time.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Let me get the website up and running first.
So what have you got planned for the upcoming future? Anything exciting?
Well, the website's got to be done. We've got all the photos up for the website. Not up, but they're ready to go.
Yeah.
We do drumming and vocal therapy one Tuesday night, and then the next Tuesday night we do a meditation group.
Nice.
That's 7 till 8.
And do people need to book in for that or just turn up at the shop?
Yep, $2 entry.
Yep.
And that's it. Yep, just bring yourself along. Vocal therapy, you kind of need to be a little bit more open-minded for that. We've also got our retreat coming up, 10th and 11th, 12th of October.
Oh, exciting. So, yeah. And where's that being held?
That's going to be up at the camp house.
Nice.
Up the mountain, around Egmont Village side.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's really looking forward to that. We've got a few people coming, but it'd be really nice to be able to have a few more.
Nice.
So, but registration closes beginning of September, obviously, because we've got to get organised and get ourselves sorted out with itinerary and et cetera, et cetera.
Excellent.
So, yeah.
So, keep your eye on the page, the Twisted Willow Healing page.
Soul Healing, yep.
And Eileen will tell you all about it and send you the reminders.
Yep, absolutely, we will.
Excellent. Yep. Cool. So we're going to call it a day now, and I hope you have an amazing day and the rest of the week. And we shall catch up with you again next week on Love Caris. Love you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you for listening.
Thanks for listening to this episode. For more information and others just like this, head along to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.
This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.